Good morning. Today's daf is Daf Beis, second Shabbat, and we were in the middle of the sugya of Nitiruta Yeterata. So we found yesterday a machloket between Hananya and apparently the Tanakama. Hananya, we haven't identified, as to whether too much shmira is considered to be a masui on Shabbat. And we established too much shmira so far only in terms of what would be normal for particular species. We haven't discussed the question of the variations in an individual. And that's what today's Maisa wants to lead us to. What happened was this. Levi Bereder of Huna Barchia and Rabba Bar of Huna Habekazli Bukurche. When it normally, Tosis points out, we say that Ein Mechabdim Bo'orchin, if you remember back to Rabbi Drachim, back in Barachas, we have the Shaila, what, the Ad Hashkalav Marana, and there we explain that there's a difference, Yoni Mechabdim and Tachim, that is Royal Mezuzah, and over here they're talking about on the road, but as Tosis explained over there, Rabbi Natan explains here, when two people go on the road together, then there is an Indian of Mechabdim Bedrachim. It's only where there's no Isser passing somebody on the road. Because even though you have a great Talmud Chacham on the road who's going 40 miles an hour, you have a right to pass. That's considered to be an chutzpah. No. But over here, what happened was that Levi Bereder of Huna was traveling together with Rabba Bar of Huna. Levi was a Talmud. And what happened is, Kavni Chamra to Levi, Lechamra to Rabba Bar of Huna. I mean, it wasn't Levi's fault he was driving a 16-cylinder Jaguar here, but he pulled ahead of Rabba Bar of Huna's. He saw Cholash died to the Rabbi Baruch. He saw Rabbi Baruch Huna fell bad. It's not much of him. He pulls ahead of him. So he says to himself, "You know what? Emalei Milsa Kekati Tusef Daiti. I should say something to put him on notice. I didn't do this on purpose." So on my way, so he pretended he was starting to ask him a shaila. Got a yochah Shabbos. So he says, "Chamor sha'asakav ra'im kagon zeh." When you have a chamor like this one that doesn't listen to his orders, I mean, you saw the way he behaved, that's pretty outrageous. And so he's difficult to control. How about for such a chamor, let's say, for prumbia b'shabbat? Even though normally a chamor doesn't require a prumbia to control him in his mouth and so on. But this is a very bad chamor, as you can see. Omalei hochi omar abuch mishmei deshmuel. It was your own father. This is Rav Huna Bar Chiya, who quoted Shmuel, who said that Halacha Kechananya yesterday. In which case, the Tirutei Tera is not a problem. And therefore, it really doesn't matter if he goes out with a Prumbia. Tanit Vei Menashe. Now, meanwhile, of course, we've left open the question about genotypical or phenotypical differences, which Lamaisa, if we would pass him like Chananya, wouldn't make a difference. Problem is, as Tosis points out over here, we'll see later on, and actually, we don't paskin like Chananya, we don't paskin like Shmuel, we paskin like Rav. Rav is machmir later. That Netirut Yetera is a problem. Therefore, it turns out that this very important issue seems so far to be up in the air. But we're going to see more about the question of particular variations later on.
That's a phenotype
again. The individual Chamor versus the normal Chamor, he sort of got out of the question by saying it's a non-starter anyway. Because if you hold a Chananya, who cares? But if you don't know the Chananya, we still don't know what it was said. Son of the Menashe, Eze Shechakakua ben Karneha, Yotz Abba Afsar b'Shabbat. All these cases of the Afsar, generally we're talking about the Afsar is like a chain that goes to the mouth, it's attached to a rope, goes around the jaw. Small animals, this is not a good way to take care of them because their head just slips right out. They don't have a broad jaw to hold it with. So if you had an Eze, where the karnayim now were attached to the afsar, so they can't get loose, they're notched on the afsar. Okay, so then it would be okay to be yotzei b'afsar b'Shabbat, but if it wouldn't be for that, we'd have to be choshesh that the afsar would fall off. If it falls off, then we always have a chashash. Anything at all, even clothing items that are liable to fall off, where it goes there not to wear on Shabbos, shema yitzana arvama b'Shabbat. So over here, your animal's afsar is going to fall off, or choshesh, you lift it up, you pick it up and carry it back to the animal, and carry it back home. So then you wouldn't be able to use the apsar. Well, here with Yosef, talk about bezikna. How about putting the apsar through the beard of a goat? Now, over here, obviously, the beard gets rather goaty in a goat, you know, so you can have a little hole through it, so to speak. But it's all dirty and stuck together.
Yeah. Not the skin.
No, not the skin, the beard itself. So lamaisin, obviously, it's not bad. Not that it's necessarily so strong, but the goat doesn't like to have its beard pulled any more than you do. And therefore, it's going to be careful not to pull on it, because it hurts. So would that be okay? Do we say mal? Even la kaivla, that if it would pull it off, it would be painful. Lo hakel in a tucha, therefore this goat is not going to fight the atza. Even though, what do we have to be koshesh that, quite aside from the goat's own activities, it may simply loosen up by the constant pressure of the metal against the hairs, and it'll fall off, and then you got a problem. Take it. It's not hot. We'll see later on. It says, "Velover tsua shebein karneha." You can't walk out with a decorative ribbon between the kranot of your animal. Now the shaila is, Omer Yirmi Baraba, actually it's not clear whether that ritzua is necessarily means a decorative ritzua. Because the truth is, it's about Korkas Rabbi Shmuel. Chadamar, and I don't remember who said what, we'll see if we can find out who said what later, but Chadamar, it's usser, the reason we don't define when it's usser is because it would be usser in either way. Bein Lenoi, Bein Lishamer Asur. It would be usser even if it was there for making like a handle that you're able to grab the cow, let's say, now with this little rope between its horns. That's also considered to be asur. Because Lamaisa, a cow, does not require that type of control. A cow is very docile. And, it can be controlled by nothing. We were talking yesterday about the chatuk that had a string. And it's not interested in running away, so then even some small thing is enough. But you have to have now something to grab it between the horns. So this Mandiyama holds, first of all, we don't say there's such a thing as pretty ribbons on animals. Pretty ribbon on animal is not considered to be the dress mode of a cow.
Even orange.
You may, oh, an orange is different, obviously. You may think that that it's pretty, but the cow doesn't think it's pretty. Of course, a political statement, the cow would be monitor, undoubtedly. It's interesting that the Shaila is here also asked, and there seem to be poskim, they're actually mocking on it, which is a little bit far-fetched, isn't it? Which is, suppose you dress up your little infant with those silly little ribbons. You know, these infants, they barely have enough hair to hold on, but the mother's always putting these little ribbons. So, exactly. So now the Shaila is, I mean, the infant doesn't think it's pretty. So the question is that the point over here? That is, you can't determine, this is the way I like to dress my cow. That's your problem. But otherwise, we don't consider it to be annoying. Some people want to consider whether that's a question by a human as well. Again, it depends for what. In other words, if it's an evening jacket, so then you would hold it. It's l'noi b'yama. If it's to keep him warm, so then it would be l'shamer. L'shamer doesn't only mean to prevent it from being stolen or from wandering it away. L'shamer is for any use that the animal itself would require for its health or for your shame.
Did the cows at the Maryland State Fair?
Well, no, I'm actually not on that. I've seen the pictures of them. Yeah. They decorate them.
They use cows with a little ribbon on
them. Yeah. So, okay. So, in other words, one mandiyama clearly holds Nitiruta Yitirata is Asura, and there's no such thing as Noi on this level of Ahima. But Chanamer Lenoi Asura, indeed, a pretty ribbon on your cow is not considered to be a Malbush. But l'shamer mutar, but if it's a shmira, even though it's a shmira that is beyond what is necessary, so he apparently holds a chananya, that kol netiruto yitirata is mutar. It's not considered to be a masi. Omer Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef, well, you say you don't know who said what. You only know it's a machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, but I think that I can figure out who said what. It's elementary, my dear Watson. Tistayem dishuahu. It must have been Shmuel Shita, that the noy is asur, but the l'shamer is mutar. Remember, because yesterday, what did we quote Ravuna Barchiya saying? Om Ravuna Barchiya Amar Shmuel, Alocha Kechananya. So if we know Shmuel holds a Chananya, and there's your proof. He couldn't possibly have said that the l'shamer is asur. Om Le Abaye, well, if you want to look at it that way, Adarabat, Istayin de Shmuel, Om Abayin Lenoy, Ben L'shamer Asur. I could prove that he's the one who actually holds Intiruta Yeterata as asur. Because, again, we saw yesterday that Rav Yehuda quoted Shmuel saying over the Maisa that Machlifim Lifnei Rebbe Shalzu Bezumal, that they asked in front of Rebbe what would be if a different animal used a different type of Shmira. And there goes to the case. And part of Shmuel's description of the event was that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, was sitting there. And he said, Kach Amar Abba, that there are Arba'a Behemot, Yotz'ot Ba'avsar, Asus Va'aperet Va'agamal Va'akamor. So apparently, this is coming to tell me, as we said yesterday, Lav Lamu'utika Mal Bechotem. Since my Abba said only these four animals now, not only, sorry, these four animals are Yotzin Bavsar, it must mean only Bavsar, and not Bechotem. And a Chotem would have been actually a correct word is chatam, not chotam. That's the yeshiva pronunciation, which always just, it's not goes out with its nose, it goes out with a chatam in its chotam. So if it's a gamal, the chatam, it would be asur. Now, Lemaisa, yesterday we came out and said, oh, it doesn't mean that, adarava. Maybe it's coming to limit the animals, not to limit what it is it goes out with. But the point is that the Gemara holds, the Tosfos is really bothered by this, because yesterday it was mashma, the whole story was said by Shmuel. Not that Shmuel ended the story here, and then we were doken and said, well, it's not much of a raya, maybe it doesn't mean that. It was mashma that Shmuel said that. Tosfos says, I don't know why, like the Gemara assumes, that the story ends here. And that Shmuel was proving that adarava, that you will tell you terata is osir, not like kanan. Well, look, I mean, the Shmuel is not saying contradictory things. So obviously, what you need to do is you need to be sameha mikameha, and you're going to have to erase this one and not say that Shmuel said, or maybe not say Shmuel only said that part. Wait a minute. How do you know which, maybe the part, maybe the quote that Shmuel passed with Kanani was wrong. I mean, one of them's got to go. How do you know which one's got to go? So my chazita the misameta ha mikameha. Maybe do it the other way around, the misameh the psak like Kananya, because of this story over here of Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Yossi that Shmuel brought. I don't get it. No, because Ashkan Shmuel Dam Lanayasu L'Shamer Mutar. We found a psak where Shmuel actually says that b'feirush. Deit ma Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Rav Bein Lanoi Bein L'Shamer Asur. It would be b'feirush. It was Rav who paskind, not like Kananya. And this is why Tosa says if Rav is paskind like the Kananya, says Rav Ben Hananu, then we usually paskin like Rav when it comes to Yisuri, in which case we should be paskin Shalok Echananya. Remember that King Yelasar is, gentlemen, King Yelasar. Shmuel is always called Yelasar.
What does that mean?
Why would they call Shmuel Yelasar? It was a great king.
So what is
it? Familiar with the Tolkien-esque elements of, ah.
What is
I'm about to explain to you.
Okay, sir.
It was a name, but why would they call him that name?
What was the name?
Elasar.
Elasar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Rashi, it does explain Elasar is because we don't possibly like him when it comes to Isser. So he's the king, but Elasar, not when it comes to Isser. So that way you can remember.
A better way I always remember this, that Shmuel starts with an S, right? And S is like a dollar sign. So I remember him, both past my Shmuel and the moments. That's what
Okay, I don't know why the Gemara didn't come up with that one. Alrighty. In any event, he clearly thinks in English. Huh? When you see Shmuel's name, do you see an S? So, okay, but anyway, we find that it was Rav who paskins Bein Lanoi Bein Hashamer Asur, and Rav Chiya Barav quotes Shmuel as saying Lanoi Asur Lashamer Mutar. So there you go. I mean, basically. So we know which one. The truth is, it's not very simple to say that Shmuel, I mean, obviously the Gemara didn't consider this, because, I mean, otherwise it would have said, since the last piece anyway was Docha the Raya from Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi, maybe Shmuel said the last piece. In which case, if you're going to have a choice which one to take, obviously take the one that fits even according to Shmuel. Gemara doesn't say that.
Speak.
Yeah.
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 So we're pushing off Abayi saying that maybe it's Fakir.
Right. Mara'ita, there's no Mara'ita.
And then the end came out like a Rabbi Yehuda? Whose version of Shmuel did we keep?
We only had one version.
Okay.
It was just that there was a suggestion over here that Rabbi Yehuda or Mar Shmuel was saying that Shmuel ends up holding like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi and not like Hananya. So we said since Shmuel himself clearly paskins like Hananya, plus we have a psak that he says Lid Shamer is mutar, even in this case of the Pora with the Ritzua, we're not going to say that case is Shmuel's psak to say that the Tirut Yitaras is Asura. Because here he's quoted as saying B'feirush that it's mutar. So now everything works out fine. Neitzet. Kashra ba'aleha b'moseira sheira. And here we have a little bit of a problem. The para aduma cannot be used for any purpose. If it was carrying something at one point in its life, it now becomes puzzle for the para aduma, worthless. According to our standards, if you wrapped a moseira, which is the equivalent of the yafsar, around sort of a rope, in other words, you put it around the para, if you just got finished telling me that a para doesn't need that kind of shmira because it's docile, then basically it was carrying. But if it was carrying, it becomes possible. And yet, it says the Feirush that if the owner actually did such a thing. He tied a Moshe Aharon, there's a Ferish Mishnah, that it's kosher. Problem is, Isak Adaita for Masui, if you hold the Gabi Shabbat, that a Moshe Aharon is considered to be a Masui. So then we've got a problem. It should have been Pasul, Asher Lo Ala Ala Ol, Omar Rachman. The Torah says like any burden couldn't have gone on the Par Aduma. Now, obviously, as Tosafot points out, we could have said the Mishnah is going like Hananiah. But we do have a das among the Tanoim that says that the Tivut HaYetirata is not considered to be a Masa. Okay, but it's not our preference to do that. Omar Abaye b'molicha me'ir le'ir. The case over here is where you are walking this Parah from one city to the next. And that's the same as taking your child into a shopping center where there are toy stores. Now, generally, you don't put a leash on your child. But when it comes to a shopping center, many people do put a leash on their child. So I'm making sure that para, normally a para is easy to handle. But take it on the highway when on either side there's clover, and you know that that para is going to be heading for the clover. So Mamela, there it becomes the derech now to keep a mosira on the para, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Whereas Rava says that what's unique about the case is para, not the case. Shiny para, the damea yekarin, a para aduma, is basically you're walking around with a diamond. You're telling me you're just going to drop it in your shirt pocket, or you're going to take certain special precautions. So since it's valuable, you will actually use a mosir as the norm to be shamer it. This is, by the way, standard. If you pay attention throughout, you'll notice Abaye very prolifically creates cases to make things work out. Bit, he always says bit. Case, talking about bit X. Rava, we know Rava's approach always is, but it don't say that, man. And he always says, V'ha, why Katani? Or Debra says that Rava, by the same token, never likes Abaye's cases. He always says it has to be innate in the case that's given. Therefore, Rava here consistently says no. Doesn't say anything about walking along the road or toy stores or anything like that. I don't know where you got this. It says Pora. And we'll have to say that the distinction is in Pora, not in some other element that isn't spoken about. And therefore, the difference is that the Pora is valuable. Ravina Amar? The Moredet. This gets us right back to the issue that we raised at the beginning of the daf. It's talking about a tough para that's trying to get away. It knows what's in store for it. I mean, if you were a para aduma, you want to run too. So Mamela, it's a little bit too aware of a para, and it's being Moredet for against its destiny.
And then the pasuk says, "Esmos Rosei Mo Yenakos." You see that it's like an oath.
That's correct. Very good.
This is telling us
it's only going to look like that.
So we would say this apply on Shabbos too. Therefore, that depending on the type, it's okay to go on Shabbos with the tougher.
Correct. Yes. That's correct. The mashmaut is therefore that when it comes back to our opening question, in the first, as I said, we're going to see more on this topic later. That a particular case can actually define the halacha.
And the rope is only considered an old.
If it wasn't needed. Yeah. Hasus. Again, the correct pronunciation is not the yeshivish pronunciation, which is Bashir, even though the Hasidim make a big fuss about the Bashir, because it's called Balei Ashir Yotze Bashir. Of course, this came to be a reference to Nigunim of Shabbos and so forth.
I think from Rav Schwab itself, Shimon Schwab, he said that why is it called Shir? The song is called Shir because it's a connection between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu, just like the Shir is a connection between an animal and the owner. Likewise, the Shir, the song, is a connection between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Right. It's a Tzitkas Hatzadik that speaks about the idea that what Shir is part of Shasheret, right? A Shasheret is a chain of Shirin, which is why it's not the correct word isn't Shir, obviously. The correct word is Shir. If it's a share in a shasheret, not a shear in a shasheret. But in any event, it has such a pleasant ring to it. But lemaisa, that's the Torah, compared to shira. So that in the same way, if you have a shasheret, we always say it goes according to the weakest link. So any system where one link is loose, the whole system falls apart. It's very important to put an insight into the nature of Torah as a matrix of interrelated ideas. You can't just say abort. Very dangerous. So, anyway, getting back to shares as opposed to shear, and actually the problem yesterday was that the Nasdaq went down. So what do we mean by yotzin? It says in the Mishnah two different things, yotzin and nimshachin. Yotzin b'sher and nimshachin b'sher, meaning what? Omer Avuna, I'll tell you what it means. It means, u yotzin kruchin. Now this is amazing, because the implication is that we know that every share, which is a collar, has a little ring in it to which you attach a rope for leading purposes, right? You're going to lead the animal with it. the kulchim would mean that if you weren't particularly leading at that point, you could wrap the rope around the animal's neck, let's say, just hang it loosely, and then it could walk out. That lechora is considered to be carrying. What purpose is it serving if it's only yotz and kruch? So if that's what it means, Rashi explains it must be because it's considered to be decorative. Tosfos says that doesn't make any sense. We just got finished saying that both Rav and Shmuel are moda, that decorative doesn't count, and that the noy is asur. Therefore, Tosfos understands that kruchim means wrapped around the neck in such a way that you can grab the neck by holding the rope, and there's enough room to put your hand in, and therefore it also acts as a shmira. I may be nitrut yiterata fart, and nitrut yiterata would be mutar. That's the meaning of it. Wouldn't be connected to it. And what in fact does Rashi mean? Clearly there's a nafkamina between the noy. I mean, the Ram makes a nafkamina between the noy that we're talking over there, which is decorating your pora with ribbons, which is very cute for a state fair, but it's not exactly the way you'd want them in your barn, you know. So it's not the norm. I think it over here, the norm for an animal is to go out with those things around it that will be used ultimately for purposes of it. So he makes a distinction between whether most people would do it or whether just you're a little bit of a kook. No, not when it's your animal, when it's mezonos habalach, or whatever you need to do, you do for your animal. I mean, the simplest way of understanding it is not a question of you versus others, but rather what is the norm for the animal versus what it is that somebody wants to do for himself. In other words, there's a clear difference between a baby ribbon and an animal's horn and a rope that would otherwise be used for pulling an animal, which is now wrapped around its neck. So the idea of noi in terms of normative figurations of how things that are used for an animal are kept on the animal makes a great deal more sense than noi in the sense of prettying up for no purpose at all. And therefore, Rashi doesn't see this to be a steerer to the Gemara earlier. So he learns it means kruchim, or nimshach, for those, either you could be holding the rope, or the rope can be around the animal's neck and it's moving on its own. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, yotzim nimshachim, but ein yotzim kruchim, you can't go out koruch, because that's only noi, and it's not considered to be a decoration for the behemoth, even a rope. So when it says, therefore, yotzin, kruchin, yotzin, v'nimshachim v'shir, it's explaining yotzin, when nimshachim. V'mat mitatana yotzin kruchin limashech. You can go out, if it's karuf, in order for it to be usable. So here Rashi says, oh, that's the pshat. This man Yomar is saying basically the same thing that Tosfos was saying. Yotzin kruchin limashech. If it's loose enough for you to put your hand between the neck and the rope, then it can be karuch as well, because that's considered to be a way of being shemered. If it starts to move, you grab it, and then you can control it. And in Memela, there's no heter for karuch. I mean, so if that's the case, how is Rav Huna going to explain, oh, yotzin kruchin or not? He'll say that means that the yotzin kruch, that the share, Tosfos explains it means the share itself has a rope in it, is the meaning, in order to be nimshach, but not the share itself, which doesn't do anything for you. Omer Rav Yosef, Chazina lo le'igle kadei Rav Huna, yotzim ba'av serein kruchim b'shabbat. I personally saw Rav Huna's own agalot in his house. They would go around on Shabbat wearing an afsar where the rope was wrapped around their necks. So apparently they held that it was indeed mutter koruch b'yalma. Kiyos Rav Dini Omer Rav Chanina, the mula'ot, which are the mules, interesting, close word, mula'ot, shall beit rabbi, yotz'ot b'afsareim b'shabbat, they wore their afsar on Shabbat. Now, he didn't explain what are we talking about. So, iboyel, kruchin o nimshachi. Did he mean that they were yotze b'afsar, meaning that someone was holding it? It's not that much of a chiddush. Or did he mean even if it was karuch around its neck, which is a big chiddush? Tashma, Kiyazim, Rav Shmuel Bar Yod, Amr, Rav Chanina, Mula'ot Shobed Rebbe, Yotz'ot Ba'afsarehem, Kruchin B'Shabbat. These Mula'ot are French mules. They have a little bit of class to them. Then they went out, Kruchin B'Shabbat. It says, Beferush, that the rope was around their necks. So the Rabbanan said over this whole Maisa to Rav Asi. At first we had just a quote about Mula'ot Shobed Rebbe by Rav Dini. And then we weren't sure. And then we brought Rabbi Chanina, who said, "No, you should know it was karuch." And they're very proud of themselves. They managed to get to the bottom of this. So he said, I don't know what you guys are so proud about. I mean, you don't need the whole thing of Reb Shmuel Bar Yehuda with Rabbi Hanina's second quote about it's being Koruch Yilotzrich. I don't need that. If I had heard the original quote by Reb Dini, I would have figured the whole thing out myself. Because look, when he said, Reb Dini, Reb Dini nimshachim ka'amar, when he said the words, his mules went out with a atzah. I already know that it means Koruch. I'll tell you how I know. Because I would have said, look, Rabbi Yonah Meshmuel, remember Rabbi Yonah Meshmuel is all miser, this is the third time we had it. Machlif in the thing, Rabbi Shazub Zumal. And Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said, Kachomar Abba. And what did he say? Arba behemot yotzot v'yapsar. What are they? Asus v'apered. There you go. Apered is amul. Somebody's trying to escape and he thinks we don't see. So a parrot, I already know what the din is about a parrot, that he goes out with an afsar. So therefore, if that's a given, what is it that Rav Dimi was adding? And if he wasn't adding karuch, huh? I don't need to know that a mul is able to be nishmar with an afsar, and that it's not considered to be masui. It said that beferish, that was one of the fundamental afsar animals, the four afsar animals. So the only thing he could be adding is that it was kruchot. There you go. Omar Ravasi. Wait, hold on a second. That's not true. They thought that they could figure it out alone. And if the Girsa over here is, the Amalu is Ravasi, some have a Girsa Ravashi. So this is, no, Ashi, Ravasi, Ravashi, it would be right. So this is a later Mandi Omar. If it's Ravashi, then Ravashi was telling them that you can't make that objection. If it's Rav Asi, then the mice was, they told Rav Asi, well, it's obvious what it is, and he said back to them, no, it's not obvious. There's two Gersos over here. In any event, so he said, it's Trichalu, whoever it was, said to them, no, not true, you need to know also the mimer of Rabbi Hanina that was quoted by Rabbi Yehuda. Because I'll tell you, if you would have just said, now the first part, and you would have said, well, I already know the story of Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yudin quoted Shmuel. So the Yemen, Rabbi Yudin, Afkavimin, Arman, Lefavalor, Kibumine. Where do we see that Rabbi agreed that Arba Beimot Yotzot Bafsar? You're saying because Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi said it, so obviously Rabbi agreed. I mean, I don't know that he agreed. Kamash belong the Rabdimi. Therefore, Rabdimi needed to say, you should know, Rabbi's own moves went out with an Afsar. But then if I would have known that, I don't know how far he took it. I don't know whether he meant that it's nimshachim or whether he meant even kruchim, because he might just have been coming to tell me the chiddush that Rebbe was made that a mulaut requires an afsar. So therefore, either Rebbe me avimin amin nimshachim, but maybe kruchim lo comes along. Therefore, Shmuel bar Yehuda to tell me Rebbe's a mulaut. We're going out with an afsar karuch. Continues the mission. Umazin aliyem v'tovla b'mekoman. Now, what I don't understand is, how the heck did this thing become tummy? Because it says b'feirush lemeima dekibneki b'lei tuma. You know, you're trying to tell me that an animal's kli is makabel tuma. It's a b'feirush mishnah in kelim, but that's not true. It says tabat adam tmeia v'tabat beima dekelim v'shar kol tabat torot, that a tabat that a person wears on his finger, that's considered to be a kli and it's tummy. And we learn that out from Klei Midyan. We're over there at lists. Oh, that's Hadat, Sanit, Tabat. It says all lists of things that are going to require tefillah. And it says, B'feirush, put them in a mikveh before you use them. Okay, but a Tabat of a behema, which of course a share would be a perfect example of, I mean, unless it wears it right around its little, you know, split hoof there. With difficult, huh? A share is a Tabat, basically, just around the neck.
Share.
Maybe you got your share controlled with a share. So the tabat of a behemah, which is a share, or it's tabat of a kelim, which would be something that you hang a kli up with on a little hook. Now, obviously, as long as the kli is attached to it, then it would be makabel tumah because it's a yad for the kli. Same, but on its own, we don't say this kli likes to wear a tabat to give it kles. We don't say that. So it's not considered to be attached the way it would be for an adam. Torah, and you're saying, in the case, you're taking for granted, it's definitely coming. Now the shaila is, how do I get rid of the tumah? I can table it without taking off the animal, I can do the hazayah of the parah dumah, but how to get tummy. Omer Yitzchak Napcha, very simple. It became tummy because it started as no yei adam. What happened is that this thing basically was made originally for, let's say, a bracelet. And then you decided, after the divorce, to use it to control your animal.
Just like before.
Yeah? Exactly. So there, if it's Bekabal Tuma as, it's interesting that Rashi says it was Bekabal Tuma as a Tachshit of Adam. Tosfos says that's a completely unnecessary addition, because it will not change its ability to Bekabal Tuma just because you connected it to an animal's neck. You'd have to make a change in the object, because but ain olding tumatam ela b'maaseh. So why did Rashi have to say it was makabel tuma while it was a tabat on this guy's wife? Okay, we'll see more of this as the sugya develops. So that's the case. It was originally made for a human. It was makabel tuma, therefore, as a human kli, and the Mishnah is telling you that you could be tabel it while it's on the animal. Rav Yosef says there's no necessity for such a case. This kli is actually a kli for a human. Because even though it's worn by the animal, it's not that the animal sits there and prances in front of the mirror in the barn every day looking at how beautiful its collar is. It's there because the Adam is Moshech b'Hamasabema. So why is a kli that's used to pull an animal any different than a kli that's used to put to fork up your spaghetti? It's just an instrument that a human uses in dealing with the world. It's just a kind of tool, that's all. So it's a kli like any other kli, and therefore we mekabel tuma. Milo tanya makel shel beima shel matechet mekabel tuma. Does it not say that a makel of an animal? Now, makel of an animal, Rashi says, might mean a stick that you use to beat a horse or something. You know, can't be made out of wood, because then it would be true that kli eitz wouldn't be mekabel tuma. He doesn't seem to like that shot so much, because then it's like any other makel. I mean, it's certainly not a chiddush. What's the comparison over there? It isn't particularly its relationship to the animal. It's a tool for hitting. And what's not kamina? Whether you're beating flax or you're beating a horse. Now that's a double portion. Rashi share is something that remains on the horse. Rashi has a second job, which is fascinating. And he says it's a baton for playing a bear.
Playing a
bear.
Bear?
Yeah, circus bear. Yeah, you ever see that? Get the bear to
dance? That's for you.
So now over there, what are you going to say? It's a kli for an adam. But it's entirely because the animal is responding to this kli.
He's dancing there.
Fascinating. You know,
it's a throw out a French word.
Is it?
No.
It's actually, and I think it's misunderstood, because the Farshim explained that it's used for, you can hit the bear with it. And they missed the whole point. The idea is that it's only a baton. And therefore, it's a riot and a share. I'm shaking a stick. What is a stick and riot for? Okay, so therefore, what's the nafkamina? It's a makel shebehima. Why? Since he controls an animal with this stick. So if he's pulling the animal with this thing, it means it's his thing, not the animal's thing, despite the fact that it's on the animal. The problem is a ika chatzitza. Isn't this a chatzitza? Now Rashi learns the chatzitza is the ring in the share. Remember that the share has a hole in which there's a ring through which you put the rope. If that ring is tight up against the share, then lamaisa it's going to be a chatzitza. Tinnitus. I mean, why wouldn't it just be a ring that is permanently in the share? If it's permanently in the share, then it's not a chatzitza, because that's the way the kli is made. I mean, if this is the way it's... must be that Rashi is referring to a share. We have a clip. You put the clip in and you let it close. And then when it's in, it's very tight and the water may not get in properly. It's going to be a chatzitza. But why not just go for the simple meaning? It's a chatzitza because it's up tight against the animal's neck. And therefore, we have to worry about that. Could be Rashi holds that you wouldn't put something that tight around an animal's neck. Simply for, you wouldn't want to constrict it in any way. It would have to be pretty tight in order for it to be waterproof. But in any event, that's whatever the case is. L'chora, we have a chatzitza. Well, Rabbi Bishuritcha. Let's talk about over here that you did rituch. Rituch is basically, today we use it for welding. Rituch. But the rituch actually means a softening of metal and then a manipulating of it. So over here it means that you had made it loose through rituch, which could have meant hammering on it until you spread it out, which is the way Rashi is understanding it. you spread the whole out so that it should be loose. So then asks the Gemara, Lamer Rav Ami, Rav Yosef Svirle. It would appear that Rav Ami, who said it's talking about a case of Rituch, would hold of Rav Yosef and not like Rav Yitzchak Nafka. Rav Yitzchak Nafka said before that the case was that it was a human kli that had then been put on an animal, and that that's why it was Bekabel Tuma. The problem is if he holds like that, so then if it's the moment you do the Rituch, you now did a Maisa to the share. If you did a Maisa to the share, you took away its tuma from being a Kli Adam, and now you turned it into a different kind of Kli, because now you did a Maisa to it, in which case it would have lost its ability to be a Kabbal Tuma, because now it would be a tuma for a Behema, and therefore a Kli for a Behema. So Kivan do it Kanava Maisa, in which case Porchala Tuma Minayu. The tuma at that moment flew away, and therefore forget about the Chatzitza issue. What would be the point of putting it in a Mikvah if it's not Tuma anymore? It's not Kola Kilim Yordim Lidei Tuma Tanda Machshabah. And the rituch is a shinui maaseh. Savalak Rabbi Yehuda, that's not necessarily true. Because he may hold a Rabbi Yehuda who says that any maaseh that is done to make something fit better, let's say, maaseh l'takein, is that called a maaseh? A maaseh is where you did something to ruin its status, its previous status. And he says, Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo amar shinui maaseh l'takein, ela l'kalkel. When we talk about a shinui maisa, which removes tuma, it's not to make something a better fit, it's basically to hurt its previous status as a kli. The matnita tanu, the Braisa says very simply that the case of Yuri was talking about mechulalin. It was made with a lot of halal, it was made with a lot of space. And therefore, since there's a lot of space, there's no problem of the chatzitza. You'll notice that the relationship of chulin here, halal, defamed, to Kedusha, makes a great deal of sense. Because the use of halal, normally you think halal in modern terms is just space bi'alma, in which case it's very difficult to see in what sense would we use halal, chulin, the relationship of chulin, as the opposite of Kedusha. You know, people think of it in terms of content versus, you know, emptiness. We say something's a very empty thing. But the truth is the nature of Kedusha always has to do with boundary situations, correct? Right? In other words, being Kodesh Lachol, what makes it Kodesh is the fact that it's very specific. The broader the area is, the less well-fitted it is. So if it's less well-fitted, it's less Kodesh. Remember, the meaning of Kodesh is dedicated. So if you want to dedicate a line to a fax, and it's used only for that purpose, if you have a hole in which the piece that fits into the hole is precise, then it's dedicated to that size. Now, Shankin, if you have a large size that's just generic, and it'll fit any type of clip, it's chulin as opposed to kodesh. It's not mekudesh for this particular purpose. So here it's mechulal, and therefore it is not a problem of a chatzitza.
So when you punch holes in kedusha, you come up with
holy. Shal Talmid Echad Migalila Elyon Ad Rav Eliezer. There's a certain Talmud in the Galila Elyon. Uh-oh. That's a bad place for certain Talmuds. But this one probably wasn't that one. Anyway, he asked Rabbi Elazar. He says, "Shamati shefokin ben tabat to tabat." I have heard, and I don't know what it means, that there's a difference between one tabat and another tabat when it comes to tuma. Amarlos, Rabbi Elazar said to him, "I don't know. Maybe shemalo shamati elanin shabbat. Maybe what you heard was a gavi Shabbos. And yeah, later on, there's a whole sugya about hotza. If it has a chotam in it, if it doesn't have a chotam, is it a sealing ring? Is it a normal ring? That." There's big differences in rings. But as far as tuma is concerned, I don't know what difference you would have heard about a ring. All rings are the same. What? What are you telling me? All rings are the same when it comes to tuma. I thought we said that we just had it. That only a tabat that's meant for human use. But a tabat that's meant for the use of a kli, that's meant for the use of an animal, or any other tabat, let's say a tabat that you have on the door of your dresser. You often use a tabat to open up the door. But sharakala tabat, or on your house. Those things are not megabe tuma. So how did he say there's no nafkamina? Megabe tuma is bin nafkamina. The guy was talking about tabaot, rings that you wear, not rings in the overall sense of share, door pulls, and so on. It was clearly the context of the conversation with Rabbi Elazar was about decorative rings. So he said jewelry. So he said jewelry, there's a nafkamina, megabe Shabbos. Where's the nafkamina legabe tuma? You must have been applying a halakha in the wrong place. Esther and Gemara, what do you mean? Even jewelry, there's a big nafkamina. Because the Adam, David, Achat, he was saying that a ring for a human is always the same. Gabi Kabbalah's Tuma. V'atanya, taba'at shitkina lagor ba'motna. A taba'at that has been turned into a, says Rashi, bukel, to use to keep your pants on. U'lekasher ba'ben k'tayfav, or to use to keep your suspenders up. There's often a buckle, which is used to make your suspenders tight or loose. Tohora, of course, again, when we say Tohora, we don't mean when it's on your belt. Because then it's a kli, then it's yadayim to the kli, on your suspender. In other words, now you have it alone. It won't be makabel tuma, even though it's you could say it's a decorative adam's tabat, but it's not, this is not functional. Yeah, it's not, so that even that would be different, right? And now I'm going to think I'll show etzba bilvat. The only thing that's funny is the thing that you wear on the finger. Yes, 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 that's what he was talking about. You're making now an artificial distinction. The guy asked him about rings, jewelry, not human rings. Human rings for belts and human rings for braces and so on. We're talking about rings that you wear on your finger. So if you come on, he was talking about that. Yeah, the problem is even rings worn on the finger. There's a difference, the Gabi Tuma. So why did Rabbi Elazar tell him there's no difference? But the etzba davada achati, you're telling me it's all the same thing. But nan, how about the nafkamina between the material? Because we have the fair shabishin and kalim, we'll see later on. Tabat shal matechet v'chotma shel almog tmiya. If you have, the ring itself is made out of metal. And then you have the chotem, which is often made out of almogin, coral, very decorative, so the decorative ring. So then it's tameh because the main ring is metal. Metal is mekabel tuma. But on the other hand, he shall almog. They used to think, by the way, that coral was a kind of wood that grew in the ocean. He shall almog the chutma shall matechet tahara. So why he says nafkamina? If the ring itself is made out of almog, does it mekabel tuma? Yeah. Okay. He wasn't talking about coral rings. He was talking about metal rings that go on a finger of a human being. And he told him the difference in those kind of rings would only be for Shabbos, not for Tumah. He also said, that same Galilean student, said to him, Shamati shechokim be'machat l'machat. I also heard that they make a distinction in needles.
Kind of rings. Is there any? I was wondering about the issue about a man wearing
one ring.
A man wearing them. I was wondering about the issue of men wearing rings. Is there a...
We will be talking about that at great length in the parak later on of Bama Vinsha. Anyway, next he asked him, how about needles? Amalei, Gabi Tuma, there's no nafkamina in needles. Shemalo Shemat Elamin Shabbat. Maybe when it comes to Shabbos, there are nafkaminas in what type of needle you're allowed to be in the top of Shabbos. The Gabi Mukta. But certainly for Tuma, Davida Achati. And all needles are the same. All needles are the same when it comes to Tuma. When you tuma davada achati, what's nan, markat shenitel echuda, o uktsa, Torah. Doesn't it say that if the markat was missing, you're missing the point, then it's tar. Because a markat without a point doesn't have much of a point. Or if it's missing the little hole that you put the thread through, it's tar. Well, yes, but he was talking about functional markats. Not machats that are missing the point. Okay, even a shlema, you're going to tell me da da kati. By the way, you must know that as a rule, the Gemara loves to do this when it comes to sugyot of tumah v'tahara.
When it comes to
sugyot of tumah v'tahara, okay. It goes through each piece. I mean, we know where we're going, don't we? When we start. But the point is, there's no Gemara on Seder Tyrus, and the only Gemara that we have on Seder Tyrus are the Gemaras that the Dafka work through the Mishnayos as part of another sugya. So ostensibly, we're talking about Shabbos, but. We're getting a lot of Pirushim on the Mishnayos of Kalim, so we already go through a lot of extra detail when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara that normally you'd be wondering, why are we doing this here and now? Because there ain't any elsewhere. That's the problem.
It was never written.
In the Bavli, it was never written. Yeah. So over there, we're talking about Shlema. You're telling me that Shlema is the same. V'atzan, ma'chach el tachaluda. If you have a needle that got rusty, im ma'akevet atzvirat orah, if it makes it unusable for sewing, then it loses its tumah. V'hamer d'nei Rabbi Yonai. Rabbi Yonai explains, this is the most reasonable approach. Rabbi Yonai explains, v'hush rishuma nikar. When we're talking about making it unusable for sewing, we mean that when you use it to sew, it leaves a stain of the rust. So who's going to use that kind of needle? So therefore, it loses its tumah. And so what are you telling me? It's all the same. Yes, but ki ka'amar le b'shifa ka'amar le. He meant nice, shiny, freshly rubbed needles that are usable. And he said, I heard that there's a difference between them. And Rabbi Lozer says, no. We got a Shabbos, maybe. Certainly not the Gabi Tuma. Is that so? Ubeshifa da veda achati. Vatanya markat ben nekuva ben ina nekuva mutar letaltala b'shabbat. Brilliant. A total reversal. That when it comes to Shabbos, there's no nafkamina if you have a makad with a hole or without a hole. Because you could use it as a kli to remove a splinter. What do you need a hole for to remove a splinter? So when it comes to Shabbos, it's still a kli. Mashenkin, when it comes to tuna, if it wasn't miyuchad for that, it would not be makabel tuna. The law being the Kuvelian Zulimovatsa for Tuma would have to have a hole in it. Yeah, Abai already explained that a little bit of rub. It's talking about Gulmi. The way in which you manufacture the needles, you create a wire, long wire, you put it through a machine that cuts the wire, and then another piece that flattens the back and makes a little hole. Right? And here it's talking about that you put it through the first part of the process, cut the wire, but you haven't finished the second part where you're supposed to stamp it. So that's called Golmei Kalin. Golmei Kalin will only be Yorev Lidei Tuma with Machshava, that you want to keep it like this. So the God, yeah, he's certainly not discussing Golmei Machato. He's talking about a Machat. So therefore, this wasn't included in the question he was asking of Elizabeth Halal. It has nothing to do with it. He was talking about a Machat that you already bought in a store. It's a regular Machat, usable, nothing was wrong with it. He says, nonetheless, I heard an Afkamina. So says Rebbe Elazar, I don't know what kind of Afkamina you heard. Certainly, that doesn't seem to be any nafkamina. Lagave dinim of tuma. But there's nafkaminas about whether you be chayav achatas for hotzah on Shabbos is such a nafkamina. That, yeah, it's considered to be the derech to be yotzi with it. Certainly not lagave tuma. Gentlemen, it's been such a pleasure. The energy level.
I almost understand. You say the Talmud is
the Talmud. So the battle continues. In all of them, the base. Levi berated Ravuna bar Chiya. Rabba bar Ravuna abekazi beurcha. Tad bechamer de Levi lechamer de Rabba bar Ravuna. Cholosh daite de Rabba bar Ravuna. Omar to himself, family milsa ki heki v'yitutev daite. Omar lei, chamor like this one, shasakav raim kegodzeh, malat seh beprubia b'shabbat. Om lei ochi omar abuz, mishpet shvo alocha kechat nanya. Tane de v'imenasha, eize shechakakla ben karneha. Yotz Abba of Sarba Shabbat. Boy, Rav Yosef, talk of love zikna mal. Do we say that kibanimanata klakoyev la loatilinatufa? Or do we say gilma zimin the rafi, the nafil, the atilatuye? Atilatuye, I promise we shall rabbit take. Tnanat on the lover at Suaja ben Karneha, Rabbi Mirabaraba, Kliki Barabishmu, Hadamar, Bain Lenoy, Bain the Shamir Asur, Hadamar, Lenoy Asur, the Shamir Muta. Well, Samei Hami Kameha. My chazita de Sameita Hami Kameha. Samei Hami Kameha. The Yashkechan Shmuel of Yom Lenoy Asur Lashamer Mutar. Dit Mar Kriya Barah Shamer Rav. Bein Lenoy Bein Lashamer Asur. Kriya Barah Vinomer Shmuel Lenoy Asur Lashamer Mutar. Meitve. Kashra Ba'alea B'mosei Rav. Shira? V'yisak Taitach Masuyu. Asher Lo Ala Aleha Ola Marachmano. Omra Abaye. Bimoli Kami Yili Yir. Rav Omar, Shani Paradinomia Yukor, Ravinomar Bimoredit. Hasus Bashir, my Yotzin, my name Shachin. Amar Vunain Yotzin, O Yotzin Kochin, O Yotzinim Shachin. Amar Vuna, O Yotzin, Abishmulama, Yotzinim Shachin, but Ain Yotzin Kochin. ומאזנית, אתנה יוצאים כוחים כדי להימשך. אומר דרך הזינה הנובלי, לגבי רבונה, יוצאים בעצריהם כוחים בשבת. גיאות הרבדים, יאמר בחנינו מולות של בית רבי, יוצאות בעצריהם בשבת. יבואו לו דזימים כוחים הנמשכים. תשמע כי את הרב שמו בר יהודה אומר בחנינה מולות של בית רבי יוצאות בעצריהם כוחים בשבת. אמרו רבו נקמד הרב אסי, הוד רב שמו בר יהודה לא צריך, I know it from רב דימי. יסעד בית רב דימי נמשכים כאמר, I know that already from me, Rav Shmuel, not Kedam Rav Yonah, Rav Shmuel, Machlif, and Ayot, the Rebbe, Shal Zob, Zob, Mahu, Amalav, Fanav, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yosef, Kach, Amar Abba, Arba, Behemot, Yotzot, Bav, Sarsus, Atar, Gam, Rav Chamor, Omel, Rav Asi, no, it's Tricham, Ahu, because even Rav Yonah, not Kav, I mean, Omel, Fanav, Alor, Kim, Laminei, Kamash, Mon, Rav Dimi, on the other hand, he would have said Rav Dimi, Sav, I mean, Anamili, Nimshachi, but maybe Kruchin, already not, משמעו אמר רב שמעון בר יהודה רבזים אין כרוכים ומאזין עליהם וטובלים במקומם. What do you mean? The name of make a bully too many of what's not טבעת אדם is טמאה and it's מקבל טובה but טבעת בהמה or טבעת הכלים or שרק על הטבעות on a binion let's say or תורות אמר רב יצחק נפחה בבוין מנועי אדם מנועי בהמה. רב יוסף אומר, what do you have to come on to that? For Hov Adam Moshe, Behemot HaBehema, it's now called a Kli for Adam. Milo Tanya Makel Shebehema Shom Matechet Mekabel Tuma Matan Hov Adam Rode Behem Zachinami Hov Adam Moshe Behem V'Tovlan Bimkoma. What about the Chatzitza? Om Rabami Bishirit Chan. Well, apparently Rabami must hold like Rabbi Yosef and not like Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, because he holds his boy Minoi Adam Onoi Behema. If that's the case, Kiva the Rit Chan the moment he did a ba'aseh, anyway, so you don't have to take him to the mikvah in that case. It's not. Kol ha'kilim yordim l'idei tumatam b'machshava, ve'in olim itumatam ela b'shinui ma'aseh. Well, not necessarily. He may hold that Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that such a ma'aseh is not a ma'aseh for l'stuma, because Rabbi Yehuda holds a ma'aseh of takein is not called a ma'aseh of atel. Netanya Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, lo amar shinui ma'aseh, Ella Lekakel. Bimatanita Tani. The whole thing is not a problem. Start with Mechulalim. Shol Talmid Echad Megalila Yonat Rabbi Yezah. Shemati Shecholkim Bein Tabat HaTabat. I don't know what you're talking about. Shabbat or Shabbat or Lidin Shabbat over there? Yes, depends if it had a Chotem or not. But Ilin Yetuma Gavad HaChadim. Yetuma Gavad HaChadim. What about Atzlam Tabat Adam? To me, Tabat Beimah Bekeli Bishakal Tabat Torah. No. He was talking about the Adam. So, but even the Adam, Navada Akar, Zatanya, Tabat Shikina La Gorba Motna, Ula Kasheraba Ben Kitefa Torah, Velo Abru to me, Allah Shal Etzpa Bilvat. But he was talking about Etzpa, Kono. So, even Etzpa, you're going to tell me, Davada Akati, Vatna Tabat Shal Matechet Vechutma Shal Almor, is to me, but he shall al mor chotma shel matechet. Is Torah? Wait, we're talking about shel matechet, come on. Vod sha'al, shamati shechokim im machat o machat. I'm like, I don't know what you mean. Shemalo shamata elonim shabbat? Certainly l'yantum adava da'achati. Really? L'yantum adava da'achati? What's that? Machat shem nital chuda o uptza Torah? Ki kama yu nami b'shlema. Shlema? Is it going to say dava da'achati? Vatzlan makat she'alta chaluda ima'akevet ha'tefirat ha'orav yim lav t'me'ah v'yamad v'yamad v'ushu yishuman ikar tikom alei v'shifa kom alei and v'shifa dovada achati vatzlan yam makat bein nekuvah bein inan nekuvah mutar v'tatrel v'shabad lo amin nekuvah li'in tumah bovad. Yes, v'tirgim ha'abaye ha'libet ha'rova b'gomi and gomi kelim was not what was under discussion. So you're good, you're showing the time.